GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Our good friend Bob Potts with Northern Light Health back in our studio. Reintroduce us to Amy, if you would.
This is Amy McClary. She is a nurse and a patient navigator for our lung cancer screening program at Northern Light Eastern Maine Medical Center.
Amy, last time you were in our studio, you told us of this opportunity for people to come in and be screened for lung cancer. Now top of mind after what's happened in the radio world, at least in the past 78 hours, when we found out that Rush has now advanced lung cancer. It can happen to anyone.
Absolutely. And at the medical center, we're always looking at ways to improve our lung cancer screening program and to enroll more patients and get more patients screened. Screening saves lives.
I was at the gym yesterday talking to a gentleman who had the cannula in his nose and he had the oxygen. And I talked to him for a few minutes and I know him fairly well. And I said, I know you don't smoke and you have lung cancer. And he said, yeah. He said, I'm one of the rare ones, but I have lung cancer.
Amy, last time you were here, you told us of a specific lung screening program that someone might have an opportunity to go to, but now we understand that Northern Light Health is expanding those opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. So several months ago, my team and I were looking at, you know, our patient volume, you know, knowing statistically across the country, and this is very much the same in our community, that we're only scanning a fraction of people that are eligible for scans. So we were kind of brainstorming, what can we do to get out there, spread the word, and enroll more patients and hopefully save lives? And, you know, looking at the geography of Maine and what other Northern Light facilities were doing, it was really obvious to us that we need to expand screening services. You know, if we can create more access to screening, people will go. We've been working with several of our facilities and we're happy to offer now that Northern Light and Sebasticook SVH is now doing the screening. So patients in that community can go to SVH, have their screening done, but the program at Eastern Maine does all the tracking, surveilling, sending reminder letters, making sure these patients go back each year to have their scan done.
Is that the one in Pittsfield?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. What's the follow-up generally?
So these CAT scans are given a score 1 to 4. And based on each score means what the next steps are. So your ones and twos are basically there's no nodules found or there's really small nodules that aren't concerning. And the recommendation is to come back in a year to have another CAT scan. If you're given a level 3, there's something that's suspicious, but not overly suspicious, but we want to kind of keep an eye on it. So the recommendation is either come back in 3 months for a CAT scan or 6 months in a CAT scan. And the level 4s are highly suspicious scans. So the recommendations are typically always something immediate, whether it's a PET scan or a biopsy or a consult with a specialist to kind of figure out a plan of what we're going to do to follow this and figure out what it is.
Bob, I'm going to throw this question to you. My grandfather didn't have a problem. My dad didn't have a problem. My mom is fine. I'm proud. I feel fine. I don't need to come and do this.
Oh, I think that's a misnomer that we should all, you know, kind of heed because who's to say really what the cause is, but Maine's lung cancer rates are 30% higher than the national average. It could be environmental. There could be a number of causes for that. But the bottom line is early detection saves lives. And so we're just trying to get people aware of the lung cancer screening program. And if you are eligible, you have to fall within a certain age range, which I'll let Amy speak to that. But the key is to just find out if you're at risk.
So we talk about vaping. Everybody, this is the buzzword of the moment because kids particularly are getting into it. Are you seeing anything connected to this?
Across the U.S., we're seeing vaping-related illnesses. As far as the program, we don't deal with the vaping at this point. It's really that strictly cigarette smoking. But certainly, I mean, we hear all the bad press related to vaping. And I think you said it last time. The one thing you're supposed to put in your lungs is air. And I think it's an important thing.
Clean air.
Yeah.
That's why God gave them to us. It's a transfer unit. Takes some oxygen, puts it in your blood, right?
Right.
This is Amy McClary and Bob Potts with Northern Light Health. Northern Light Health expanding their lung cancer screening programs, not just at the Big Tan House of Healing on State Street in Bangor, but now SVJ, SVC,
SVH,
whatever. Okay. As long as it ain't THC.
No.
Okay. In Pittsfield. Are those the only two locations now where we should turn our attention for possibly taking part in one of these programs?
Oh, no, not at all. So Blue Hill Memorial Hospital in Blue Hill does the scanning. And as of the beginning of the month, my program does all the tracking for these patients as well. C.A. Dean Hospital in Greenville does screening. And starting March 1st, Northern Light Eastern Maine will do the tracking for these patients. A.R. Gould up in Presque Isle does screening. And so does Mercy down in Portland.
I was born at A.R. Gould.
Were you?
Yes, I was.
Uh-huh. So they're to blame. Is that what you're telling
exactly
us?
That's, right. That's exactly the point I'm trying to make here. Magic question. Here comes the text message. How much does it cost?
So that's a great thing. Because it's a screening exam, almost every insurance plan covers it at 100%.
But I think it's important to note that you've got to be between 55 and 77 years of age to be eligible.
Yeah. So with the eligibility, it's a bit different than colonoscopies or mammogram, where colonoscopies and mammogram, you hit an age and boom, you get it done. With lung cancer screening, it's a bit more complex. You have to meet each of these criteria. So you have to be between the ages of 55 and 77. You have to have a smoking history of at least 30 pack years, which for easy math is one pack per day for 30 years. Show no signs or symptoms of lung cancer, such as weight loss, coughing up blood. And most importantly, and it's a big one this time of year, is not used antibiotics in the last 12 weeks to treat a respiratory infection. Oftentimes, if we dig back through some of our positive scans, we'll find that the patient went to walk-in care and they got antibiotics for pneumonia. And that's what we're seeing on the CAT scan, is some residual pneumonia.
You have to be between 55 and 77. So no man involved in this conversation right now is eligible.
Yeah, right.
Good one.
Yeah.
Although Bob and I are just under
I'm
the wire.
Right. There.
We're almost there. Okay.
Frankly, I was waiting for the axe to fall. But it reminds me of something a doctor told me a number of years ago. I had a bout of pneumonia, and there was a little lung he called it an insult to the lung, which is not, that was years ago. But he said, down the road, he said, when you have a scan or something, they may see that. Mm-hmm. It's a scarring. So he said, if they ever say anything about it, tell them that you had this episode.
Yeah, so that's why it's so important not to have those antibiotics in those last 12 weeks. We want a nice, clear scan when you're healthy, so we get a good picture and a good baseline of what your lungs look like. So when you come back next year, we have something solid to compare it to.
Text message. I am 41. Just quit smoking. When should I have a scan?
When you're 55.
Give yourself another couple years there, listener. All right. And this person says, oh, legalized marijuana. You guys are only going to get busier.
Well, again, it's about breathing clean air into your lungs.
Yeah,
I think, feel like maybe we should mention too, Amy, that you can have a scan done yourself if you want to pay for it out of pocket.
Absolutely. So it's definitely a conversation to have with your healthcare provider at that annual wellness exam each year. You know, discuss your risk, why you feel you should have the scan. I will say, because this is a screening exam, it's much cheaper than a traditional CAT scan. I think at the medical center right now, it's like $320 for the scan. I know I get several calls each month of patients who don't qualify but feel they're at risk, and they're like, oh, I can afford that. You know, it would give me the peace of mind. But with that, I would really encourage everybody, when you talk to your doctor about it, be really honest about your smoking history. You know, if you were really a two-pack-a-day smoker, let them know, because that can make the difference of you being eligible or not eligible for the scan.
Yeah, but they were lights. I smoked lights.
I didn't inhale.
Yeah.
That's the one that always got me. But I smoked a pack a day, but I never inhaled.
But in seriousness, there are some cigarettes, I guess, they're not all are created equal. Some don't have filters. Some are supposed to be better for you than others, or we're supposed to.
Yeah, when it comes to lung cancer screening, we they're all treated the same.
Cigarette's a cigarette.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Smoke is going in.
Smoke him if you got them.
Right.
Not. Amy McClary again, where do we send someone to find out what they need to know? Say there is a spouse listening that realizes that, you know, maybe, I guess in our mindset, we're just talking about guys here. For some reason, but only as we're having this conversation with the three of us and Amy, I'm thinking, but you know, women should come in and have
absolutely,
this as well.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Okay. Lung cancer, it doesn't matter, male, female, it's going to get everybody.
I wasn't going to say this but I will.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
Yep. No filter.
My mother went back to work when she was in her 40s, started smoking in her late 40s, had never smoked. She worked until her 50s and she died of lung cancer.
I don't smoke, but my parents smoke two packs a day each. Should that person come get a scan?
So unfortunately, with insurances right now, they wouldn't qualify for screening for insurance coverage, but it's certainly a conversation to have with their family doctor to see if screening is right for them. That's a call we get often too, because back in those days, I'm sure like all the windows were shut, the car windows were shut, so they were breathing in a significant amount of secondhand smoke.
And those windows that were shut were sealed shut with lead paint too. Okay. Bob, where do we send people to find out more about Northern Light Health and their lung cancer screening programs?
We've got a really great comprehensive website. It's northernlighthealth.org/EMMC lung.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.